we're going to be speaking to Rabbi Saul Emanuel, who is the Executive Director of the Jewish Community Council of Montreal. We're staying with Jewish life in Canada. And Rabbi Emanuel, how are you?
I am great. And how are you today, Kathy? Nice to hear your voice.
Oh, it's so wonderful to hear your voice. It's been a very long time. Rabbi Emanuel, can we just talk about kosher and Jewish life in Canada? I've just spoken to, I don't know if you heard, but I just spoke to Noah Shack, who is the president and CEO at the Center for Israel and Jewish Affairs, talking about this Statistics Canada. The report that came out about 920 hate crimes against Jews in 2024 alone. So you've lived in South Africa. You are currently executive director of the Jewish Community Council of Montreal. How have you seen Canada change? Before we talk about Kashrut, because I definitely want to talk about Kashrut while I've got you on the line, but how have you seen Canadian society change?
Right. Well, thank you. And I happen to know Noah as well. We've had some discussions about mutual communal issues, so we work together. So basically, the change has come since the 7th of October.
Yes.
And it's not a change that's unique to Canada. It's a change that's unique to the world. It's not directed to Canada. And if one looks at statistics all over, if one looks at the American statistics, they're also very, very bad. There's hundreds of cases that are being reported all the time. Most of the incidences are coming from the university campuses with regards to students. We've had attacks on shuls, of course, where there have been firebombs. Our building was firebombed in December of 23. There was, of 24. And so there has been isolated attacks on Jewish institutions and anti-Semitic graffiti that's been posted on many different places. But on the whole, Kathy, in Canada on a daily basis, putting it in perspective, you go around your life, you don't notice or feel any anti-Semitism that is happening. Life continues, it's great. You can walk around the streets here 24 hours a day. It's safe, it's not unsafe. There's no walls around the houses, everything is good. But it's the incidences that have happened with regards to particular groups that make these things happen in the universities and like some of these people that are doing these attacks, although those have, thank God, subsided to a large extent, that it is challenging. It's being addressed. Obviously, laws federally have to be changed, and we've worked on that. We do work closely with the federal government, and we're pressurizing them to change some of the laws that would give no bail, longer sentences, that it would be considered crimes, and etc. So there are many things that are happening. Yes, it's true, there's incidences, but on a regular daily basis, you don't realize the anti-Semitism that is happening, because it's not like I travel tremendously and I don't notice it the way that it's being portrayed in terms of the statistics.
Right. So often anti-Semites, they will attack tools that Jews use. So, for example, we had a situation here a few years ago where some people who hated Jews, anti-Semites, were actually attacking the fact that we have signs on our food that is kosher, and they were talking about how it drives up the price of their food, which doesn't have to be kosher. Have you had any instances like that in Canada?
Not at all. Actually, about, I would say, 14 years ago, there was actually exactly that happened. There was a whole article that appeared in a French anti-Semitic magazine called Le Devoir that published an article and started a whole movement against kosher tax, exactly as you're mentioning it. That we managed to pass that, and no, that has not continued, and we haven't had it for many years. On the opposite, actually, the growth of kosher, both on the manufacturer's level and on the establishments, restaurants, and all of that, is incredible. We were just discussing it yesterday. We receive applications every single day, literally, from manufacturers that wish to become kosher. Now, remember, we don't only certify in Canada, we do certify in the United States, we certify in Italy, we certify in Germany. I just came back. We certify in many different places.
South Africa also. I mean,
and South Africa.
I'm speaking to you from South Africa. Yeah.
Right. Sorry that I left that out. I left out my hometown.
Yes.
And the fact of the matter is that the applications continue to come in. We're even seeing now, and it's incredible, the amount of how many pizza places can you have? How many meat places can we have? And we're receiving applications every day. In the last month alone, four different restaurants opened up. So there's a tremendous growth. So the answer to your question is that we have not had that happening. And it's been there's a tremendous increase in interest in kosher certification.
It's incredible. What is the Jewish population of Montreal?
It's about 95,000.
That's amazing. And Toronto?
Toronto is between 250 and 300,000.
Amazing. Absolutely incredible. Okay, so before I let you go, I can't let you go without talking about South African companies that are certified with Montreal kosher. How many do you have?
Currently, we have 20 companies that are certified kosher by us in South Africa.
Yeah.
And there too, with South Africa, it's an interesting thing because we at least receive two applications a week from companies in South Africa. I just spoke to one this morning looking for kosher certification. Now, I must make it clear that we don't certify every application that we get. It's obviously got to match up to our standards. The ingredients have to be within our standards, and the production and the way it's done have to be within our standards, which are internationally accepted, of course. And therefore, there may be many applications, but it doesn't mean that we're certifying every single one. But I would say that right now we have 20. We just certified last week. Probably you would have heard of them because you fly on the flights, Grumpy Snacks. I'm sure you've heard of Grumpy Snacks.
Yep.
They provide the airline between Cape Town and Joburg and those with snacks. And we're getting more applications consistently. And probably by the end of the year, the number 20 will probably have increased to about 25, 30. So it does grow. We don't necessarily look to certify in South Africa, but if companies are applying and if companies are looking to export and to have recognition of the certification, we certainly are willing to help them.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you about export, because I do remember learning that if companies from South Africa want to export, that you actually help them to get into the market in Montreal, and you don't. And as far as I understood, right, there wasn't an extra charge for that. Is that correct?
So it's not only in Montreal. Once we give a certification to a company, they're entitled to sell wherever and whenever they want. So it's around the world. There's a lot of companies that want to export to Israel, the United States, anywhere they want. We try and help them out. And obviously, we explain to the certification agencies, because overseas they ask questions, how's it done? Does it match up to the international standards? And we were successful in doing that and helping companies able to export their products. And yes, there is no extra charge. Whatever the annual fee is for kosher certification, that covers everything. There's no charge in exports.
Absolutely amazing. Rabbi Saul Emanuel, that is where we leave it today. Please stay safe. Thank you for doing the work that you do. And thank you. Thank you very much for making time to speak to me this afternoon. That's Rabbi Saul Emanuel, the Executive Director of the Jewish Community Council of Montreal, talking about, you know, Jewish life, Jewish way of life in Canada. And, often our kosher foods are attacked by anti-Semites.